Okay, let's go. Before we even start, did you guys see that video that's gone viral?
Which one?
Oh, the stabbing thing. The girl that's
Oh, God. It's really...
I'm so shy.
It's giving traumatizing.
Yeah, it's not right.
No, I'm so sad
to see
that.
What is wrong with the youth today? Like, they're so young.
Do you know what? I thought that it was a joke. I didn't know that it was actually a serious video until I now saw the black...
Yeah.
And even before that, I saw the black, like, this is still not
I didn't see this the trigger warning. Yeah. Stabbing no part.
There's no trigger warning.
Oh, but... I saw like her like banging like on the thing, and I just thought like, what?
Oh, you saw the second video then. You saw the hot water.
When she's like, yeah,
I didn't see the hot water.
So that was after. So she stabbed her and then proceeded to pour boiling hot water on her.
And then I was just like, the screams. Like, I don't like watching like fight videos and stuff either. Like, I get really anxious, and the screams. I was like, oh, I just wanted to like jump into the screen. Like, you can literally hear that she was like, please. She's like, I give up.
Yeah.
And then did you see her screenshot? It was like, I don't know why people are coming to me. I did everything.
Imagine, like,
girl,
there's no remorse.
Yada, but she has no self-respect. And I'm like, so does it warrant you going to her house, stabbing her, and then pouring water
hot
on her?
Hot water with spices in it.
It was her on the Snapchat, like, gang. I'm like, sorry, this is not a rave. Like, this is not something to celebrate. Like, what is actually going on? But I was speaking to one of my friends last night about it, and there must be some kind of like mental health issues there, because that's not actually normal.
It's not normal.
No.
Boiling from the kettle.
In somebody's house.
Oh, she put something in it?
Yeah, she put spices inside.
Oh,
so it's not just the hot water, it's hot and spicy. God, it's ridiculous.
But I just think, do you know what? They watch these, I don't know what they're watching, but I feel like they're so exposed to things like this, where like they may see it as like the norm.
Look at this Krishan and Blueface thing.
Oh gosh,
like, that's not normal behavior. And then 2 seconds later, they'll be best buds. Like, haha, remember that time for hot water? Like, it's not jokes.
As you said, the screens were just...
Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot.
It was intense, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get into the episode. I just thought, let's start with that, child. I'm a classic man. You can be me when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. You are welcome to episode 72 of the Classic Money Show. I believe 72. I had to question myself there. And today I am joined with two beauts. They are killing the podcasting game. Oh, my laughs. Prinny and Amber from Styling City Diaries. Also, my fellow studio mates, because we share the same studio. Yeah, no, that's right. Come on. How have you both been doing?
Good.
It's giving proper blood related.
You know what? Because we're so used to being on the other side, like hyping up the guests, and I'm like, oh, I'm shy.
I don't want to be hyped this time. I love that.
But yeah, doing good.
Doing good.
I'm so honored to have you both on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And before we go any further, I want to say thank you, because there was an episode you both did where you mentioned my name. I think it was Jay that told me about it. It was Jay the tall one. She was like, oh, do you know they mentioned you, because this whole garment is getting a free promo now? But you know that garlic situation. You're like, oh, did they invite the classic manager? I was like, oh, I feel shy. Thank you so much for that. I truly appreciate that. I've just been a fan since, like, the content, the humor, you're giving us the style, conversations that we need. Yeah, so I want to get into you and all that you do. So when did you guys start this podcast, and what made you want to start it?
So we're both...
Okay, we're cousins, for anyone who doesn't know, we're related. And I feel like we all, we both had, like, growing up, this similar kind of vibe of, like, I'm a star. But it's, like, not really knowing, like, am I going to be an actress? Like,
singer,
I can't sing, she can sing. Yeah, like, trying to figure it out. And then one day I just thought I wanted to get into blogging, but, like, WordPress. But I was a bit shy to do it myself. So I was like, oh, do you want to... I got this idea, like, do you want to do it with me?
That is so cute.
And then that's when we started Short Girl Style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't even take anything to twist my arm. I was like, yeah! Sure!
I mean, that's what we need, though. Yeah, we need someone that's actually in it to win it. Come on.
Yeah, so we would write, like, blog, like, proper, like, blogging days, like, look, skincare, life, and very much like what our podcast is now, but just writing it. Yeah. And then we did that, and then... we started trying to do the YouTube thing.
We've all had those eras of blogging, YouTube, that podcasting.
And YouTube is a grind.
Yeah. Shout out to all the YouTubers.
Yeah. Listen, I like to hang it up, flat screen with the YouTube.
No, hang it up. No. Because it's like, you spend so long, you filming, then you realise the angle was off, you film again.
Oh, and then you're blurred.
And then five people watch it.
You're like, all of that.
Like, can I get a 1K? Like, five? So, yeah, it was given, like, embarrassing.
And I was at uni as well. Yeah. So it was hard because Prinny wasn't that at that time. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't come home this weekend because I got a rave.
We were at different life stages. And then, obviously, Instagram started. The girls were doing a look, so we were going into the street and doing the OTD. Behind the white wall. Ciao. And then one day, we always have these meetings, catch up, just an excuse to chit-chat and drink. So we're having a meeting, and we're like, we need to rebrand.
Yeah.
We need to figure out the strategy. And then the Receipts podcast had come out, Free Shots podcast with Bubbling. She was like, oh, we should do a podcast. And I was like, I don't want people to think we're copying the Receipts. Like, how stupid. Like, why would I even think
imagine,
that?
Imagine. Why else you get your stuff?
Do you know what I mean? And then, yeah, we just started. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to do a, do you want to explain it?
So then we rebranded as Her Style Secrets.
Come on, come and see that.
Yeah. So we were Showgirl Style. And then I was like, look, we need to change name because I'm not sure. Mm. And people were like, but you're not. So we was like, we'll do her, kind of short though. Mm. But there was, we was like, we'll do Her Style Secrets. And then we had the podcast. We was like, oh my God, it'll be Her Style Secrets. Like, that's we'll have a guest every week and it'll be like their style secrets and we'll talk about it, yada, yada, yada.
That's the concept.
That's right. If anyone copies, I want like, and then we did the pilot.
So we went to a studio and the guy was like, oh, okay, you want to interview people? Cool. Why don't you come in and just like test it out? Mm-hmm. We were so gassed on ourselves listening back.
Come on!
We were like, hang on, who needs a guest? We are the stars of the show.
Literally, a star is born.
And then that was it. Yeah. That, the podcast took off and it's the best thing we ever did.
Yes,
and it's the only thing that we have been consistent at. And then,
as creative people, you have so many ideas and in that moment, you're so like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Mm. And then the reality of executing.
Oh, don't get me started.
Doing the work, the behind, because people only see the final product, like a one second thing. They don't realize that's like time and effort. Yeah. So yeah, being consistent for 3+ years is a lot.
Kudos. Every week. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's a lot.
You guys know about my break, Shay. I was at a break.
You know, people like season one, 10 years later, season two. I'm so envious of the seasons, you know.
It's crazy, but then the podcast
was born, and then we had another rebrand, and now
changed the name. Yeah,
Starling City Diaries. It'll play on like, because like we're girls living in the city, but it's like also more like a cultural lifestyle as well as fashion. Yeah. And here we are. All right, rebranding again.
I'm over it. From the artwork to the name itself, I love it. So keep on doing what we're doing. So how does it feel working together as cousins, especially on this project, this passion project?
It's great. So smooth.
Yeah, it's great.
Sailing. I feel like we're very lucky that we just get each other.
That's what's
like
important.
We know how each other work. Mm-hmm. Like we know if someone's in the mood. Mm-hmm. We know how to handle each other.
Yeah.
Like we balance each other. Like if one is like feeling poorly, the other one picks each other up. Like we take on work and stuff. Like we work really well together.
Love you.
We work really well together.
I love it.
I think it's also because we're related. There isn't a. Yeah, we had a bad argument and now the business is closed.
It's like, carry on.
I don't understand.
It's like you have an argument and then like, we'll be like, anyway, sorry for saying that. Like, so.
It's like, because otherwise the podcast is over. So I'm sorry.
You can't lie, let's get to start the bag.
Yeah. No, oh my God, we always told this story, but one time we'd like had like a bit of an argument
which
or whatever. It was our first one.
Oh God, that was.
And it was our first kind of so like, stupid. And I'm, the way I am, like, when I have, like, a bit of a disagreement with someone, I then, like, can't... It's not that I'm holding a grudge, but I get embarrassed and then talk to them because it's like, oh, are they going to think I've given in?
You've grown so much from that, though. God.
And then, so then, like, we didn't talk. Well, from my behalf, she was, like, very normal because she's, like, has the argument. Then next day, she's like, yeah, so what are you saying? Do you want to go for coffee? And I'm like, I thought you hated me, but okay. Anyway, so we're sat. We're about to record. Mm-hmm. We just have out this entire, like, discussion of how each other felt. And then the producers in the room, like,
But it's my cake.
And then he pressed record and we're like, yes!
And he was looking at us like, you guys literally hate each other.
So you have to separate the personal from
100%.
Business, but professional, I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we can never break up. Like our parents would be like, sit down, kiss and make up.
It don't make sense.
So yeah, it's very easy. I feel very blessed to be in like her. a nice duo.
This is so beautiful. Hi, I'm a Cancer. I love all this warm stuff, you know. But let's get into the radio show. Let's talk about that. What is the radio show about and where can the people access it?
Oh, yeah, God, we do a lot.
That's what it's good to know. Listen, you're not playing. You guys don't play.
Don't play with it.
Don't play with it, baby.
So we are on Represent Radio every Saturday, 3 till 5. Mm-hmm. Prinny and Amber.
Literally after this, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, literally.
Nah, I won't take too much of your time.
And the show is Saturday, feel good vibes, getting ready for your night out.
Yeah.
We don't like to feel like restricted by a particular sound or a particular vibe. It's very much just like what the vibe is that week, what's topical. Yeah. If it's like Carnival weekend,
yes,
it's a dance hall, reggae thing.
So it's very much on theme.
Yeah, like Valentine's, we're getting into the lover girl, summer, like we play like garage, house, and yeah, we've been doing it for a year now. And it's going all right.
Yeah. I love that. That's amazing. I see the promo. And it just looks so amazing. I love how the way you guys promote yourself, because I don't know why people like go into this kind of passion stuff and then they hide it. I'm like, why are you hiding it?
No, so, I don't think we're all there yet with the promo. I get shy.
That's what I'm seeing.
No, I get so shy. I'm like, is my Instagram yellow pages?
Let's people just learn from you guys, you know?
Because sometimes I feel like, especially when you're like reposting things on your story, I don't want my story to be like, ads.
I'm crying. Yeah. But we pay good money for this. So you need to promote it. Make it worth it. But I see what you guys are doing. And I love it. So keep on going.
Thank you.
My next question. What has been your favorite moment individually as a duo? So I'll start with you. Come on.
What is my favorite moment?
Who wants to go first with that one?
Oh, God. Favorite.
It was like a feature.
I'm so bad at questions like this because you know I forget everything.
No, literally.
So I forget.
I don't even know who I am.
I can highlight some. I can highlight Apple podcasts. You know, IBC.
Yes.
Is that like a moment that you like?
Yeah, like
love?
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we were put on like the kind of carousel.
Yeah.
Apple, we were on like the front page. Like, we're like, oh my God. Yeah. But the problem with us and we like have a win and then we're like, yes, right, what's the next one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't get to like get enjoy and
also,
and live it.
Also in a way like downplaying, like that's actually big to be featured like the front page of Apple podcasts.
Serious,
but I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of cute. Like, like I'm not really deeming it. Like this is like everybody open their phone and see my face. Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm supposed to, but like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
So when you're saying like, what's your favorite moment? It's hard because there probably have been so many like big moments and big highlights, but I don't see them as big in it's the like, grand scheme of the journey.
In our head,
it's like, well, this should be happening. Yeah. Like, we're putting in that work, it should be
happening. It should be happening. Yeah. That's how walking in this 2023.
I think when there's been a few times we've been out and we've had our cousins. We listen to your podcast. We're like,
that is so cute.
I think, that's probably.
Those are like the best times. Yeah. Like I never forget those bits.
Yeah.
And I'm I go home, I'm like,
I've seen the real life audience.
And it's like it just makes it worth it. It's like, you know what? Those are the people that we're doing it for. Like, we yappa like for ourselves to enjoy it, but there's people
having
out there that like knowing that you're helping them or 100%. Supporting them, especially on like Patreon. Like, we have really good conversations with the girls when they're like, you really support me through this and this. And it's like, like, thanks. Like, we're all growing, and we always say it's like, we don't know life yet. No one knows life. So, like, we're navigating ourselves, and if we can help you on the way, we're going to help you. And if we can't, then sorry about it.
I'm so happy. So proud of you both. Keep on going. I know as being content creators is not easy, but
so
keep
hard.
On going. Rooting for you both. Plug the podcast. People can find us. Put it at the beginning, so that, of course, I know that all this retention and stuff. So plug your podcast, this radio show, the Patreon. Now that I've got time for that, let's go into it.
So you can find us. We're called Style and City Diaries on all podcast room platforms and YouTube. Our radio DJ page is Prinny X Amber. That's like a separate brand.
Come on.
And then you can find us individually on Instagram. I'm Amberlow. That's spelled L-E-A-U-X.
And I'm Prinny Ray. Ray is R-A-double-E.
Come on. I love it. I love you both's energy so much. I'm happy to have you here.
Woohoo! Okay, let's get into it.
So I've got a secret segment that's not gonna be a secret anymore. But it's called What You Vibing To. So this, I've asked both what you listen to on your way to the podcast, DJ. So what were you vibing to on your way here?
If you're listening, I'm like, do I tell the truth?
No, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I was trying to do my homework, but I did listen to a song outside of the homework.
Let's get to that song. Let's get
and
to
it's
it.
Actually my song of the week on radio. Come today. On. And it's this UK rapper. Mm-hmm. Her name is Juice Menace, and she just released a song called Pink Note. Okay. And it's like on a kind of like soft, garagey, housey beat, and it's very cool.
I'm listening.
I think everyone needs to check her out. And if you listen to our radio show, you can listen of back course. And like, hear me talk about her and play
love
song.
That. I love that. I'm gonna sound so lame.
Go on.
Because I feel like I listen to so much like new music, yeah. It feels worky. So when I'm not, I like to just listen to my on repeat. Playlist.
Amber was saying the same thing, literally.
I listen to my on repeat playlist, and songs that came up were like My Toxic Phase, Brent Fires, Clouded.
Oh God, The Toxic King.
I played Clouded 3 times on repeat and I was actually singing out loud. That's my toxic trait, singing out loud on the train. Gosh. And also I think the last song that I was listening to was Beyonce, Heated.
Oh, I was into that as well. I'm going to get into that in a bit because Beyonce was trusted this week. She put us through stress. We'll get into that later on the episode.
You lot.
We'll
get into that later on the episode. So the songs that I was vibing to when we're here, Ella May's Our Song from her deluxe edition of her album, Heart on My Sleeve. That's what it's called. And then Fabo, Jelly. My previous guest, Ope, put me onto this song and I have been banging it out this whole week. So Jelly by Fabo and Ella May's Our Song. But we're now going to go into the song association, actually. We're going to do it differently. Ooh. I'm going to put you two against each other now. Cousins feud.
Let's get it.
So as we do, I'll pick 5 words and the first person that sings a song that has a word in it will get the point. Are you ready to use the vocal cords?
I'm scared.
So the first word is limit.
Oh, fuck. Limit.
No!
Push it to the limit. Limit. Cause we're in it to win it.
In it to win it. Oh, yeah.
So that goes to Pretty. That's a throwback right there.
That's a bop.
A banger. Listen, I love that. Second word, angel.
Girl, you're my angel.
You're my darling.
I was thinking of Robbie Williams, Angels.
I couldn't.
I love an angel.
That's it, because it's at the end. You know when the word is like at the end. It's hard to catch it. Yeah.
Jump to that line if you want to. As long as you just get the song. Come on, Amber.
I know.
We're gonna keep it in fashion. The third word, Gucci.
Gucci Prada Balenciaga.
Come on!
Gucci Prada Balenciaga. So no one knows that.
Look, you sang this song to me and I looked at you and I was like, I'd go away.
Listen,
I
believe you. I'm trying to
know it. I found this girl. It's this TikTok girl. Yo, she makes all the beats herself on the little pedal.
Okay. Oh, that girl, the white girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's by Hayley Knox and it's called Gucci Prada Balenciaga.
All right, cool.
I'm also going to sing Carly Red. Louis Prada Gucci. Pop them tag. You love hip hop, right? I thought you were about to say that. I was like, whoa, was that official song?
I'm not even a hip hop babe like that. But yeah, she's like a real artist.
Go on.
Yeah,
okay,
why should I like Carly Red? It was our life.
It was our life.
No, I love you, my man. Okay, fourth word. It's your time to catch up. Okay, ride.
Right, Rihanna. Right,
come on, okay.
Ride.
Nah, okay, so now
you are sure that you are confirmed. You forced it. Right.
But you know what? That's what I was thinking of in my head, to be honest. So I'll give you that.
All right, okay.
The last one. Now this is anybody's one now. Night.
We come alive in the nighttime.
You're lucky. Ooh. You're lucky.
Okay.
What song is that? You don't get that.
We come alive in the nighttime.
Oh, Amber.
There's a song like that.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know what? Let's see.
I'm up late. Night in the night.
Who's on back?
from AM to PM. No, that's not the same.
No,
it's like,
you know what? If you can't, I'm going to get it just because I've got a song.
No.
Okay,
no,
I'm going to give five more seconds.
What the hell?
Up all night. Up all night. All night long.
All night.
All night. All
right,
I'm alive in the night.
I think it's a Drake rap. I come alive in the night time.
Yeah, damn.
So Loki, you won, but because you didn't know the song, I tricked you.
You know what? So, because Prinny won.
That was joint.
But that was so fun. You both did so well. You guys are so cute. No, I love how close you both are. It's beautiful. Come on. That is so cute. I love that. Use the hashtag TCM show throughout. Let me know your thoughts on the episode topics and our lovely guests. Woo. It's now time for us to get to a classic fave, and I know you guys struggle, of course, different taste, you know.
Yeah.
But you both settled with Destiny's Child's final album, Destiny Fulfilled. What made you pick this album? Of course, with the struggle that you went through, but take us through the journey of picking the album for this episode.
I personally always associate that album with fam, like with our cousins, because when that came out,
hit me.
We all made a dance to that song, and then that whole album would always be played at the party. We were like, Uncle, please, can you play Destiny?
It's not Uncle, please.
We were like the Jackson family, but without the Jackson talent.
So
we would dance, we would do like skits, we would sing
everything.
Like, we can't sing, we can't dance. Like, we did it.
We did it all, and I think that's why, like, ultimately, that was the first album that came to my mind. That is the album,
And it's such a classic.
Absolutely,
it's so timeless, and it was probably it is the best final album they could have given us.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that 100%. I think when you mentioned this album, I was like, this is perfect because again, it was their last album. They had gone solo before, and then they came back for this last one. And I think that was the first era I remember experiencing in real time. You know, cause I feel like, of course, I was 8 at the time. How old are you at the time? You don't mind me asking when it came out, 2004.
God,
I need to do the math.
Not the maths now. Not the maths.
I don't know.
I got that album for Christmas. I'll never forget it. Yeah. I was 7 years old.
So much. And the singles.
You
probably were.
Yeah, but it's like, what do I know about being bad at 7? You know.
I love that. So the singles for this album were Lose My Breath, Soldier, what a banger, Girl, and Cater to You. What were your favorite songs on this album?
It's hard, you know. It's not easy.
The one I love singing the most is Girl, because I love doing all the everything.
Really? I find Girl, like, it's like the corniest song.
It's not corny.
Because the video is like, take a minute, girl, come sit down and tell like, you have me. But in real life, like, is that how we're really going
to
do it?
Yeah, I like to sing that song.
I like to sing If.
That's one of my favourites, actually.
It's really like, I listened to the album again. Mm-hmm. I listened to it in the week, and I listened to it from beginning to end this morning when I was getting ready.
Yeah.
And the songs are so powerful and meaningful. Yes. And it's like, no. If you don't know, now you know you're going to miss my love.
Yeah.
Because, and as a woman, like, we all... Not even just as a woman, I feel like people who are like lovers, very emotional people, in this society of like toxic love, don't tell people how you feel and this and that. Like, you can give so much of yourself and the person doesn't even appreciate it. But it's like, when I leave, you look around town. Do you know what I mean? So it's like so timeless because that was so long ago.
Yeah.
But even now, you can still relate to it. And people of different ages can relate. I love that song.
Yeah.
When I was listening to it this week, I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, like, the whole album is very relatable for like different parts. Like when I first listened to it in like a good way, it's like, oh, this is a lovely song, loving it. And now listening to it and like things I've gone through, whatever, I'm like,
being more mature to even relate to it.
It's just an album where you can always go back to if you like, you kind of forget, and those words will really like resonate.
I agree with you.
It's amazing. And there's something for everyone in your stage. Like, if you're really in love, listen to Love.
Yes.
If you're trying to pick yourself up, listen to If.
Mm-hmm.
If you and your girls are confused, listen to Girl.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a bad boy, listen to Soldier.
That's right. Come on.
Like, Oh, I love that album.
No, I love it too. Now, I think for me, what I love is how personal it was to them. I think you can tell. I think they all had equal parts as well on this album. And I love Destiny's Child because they all balance each other out so well. Like, you know, like Pussycat Dolls when it's one person.
Yeah.
And everyone's
yeah.
like bread. You know, my favorite songs, Lose My Breath. How do you start an album, Lose My Breath? How?
I never realized that's how the album started. Not that it hit me.
They said, you're listening to this album. Like, yeah. it really captures you.
Everything,
like,
yeah.
Okay, and then they got into Soldier.
Yes.
And it's like, and then it's Kate to you. And it's like,
oh.
And the visuals, as well as they get into the visuals, the visuals for this album. Beautiful. Yeah. I love them. The girls like competing with each other, of course, with them again and again. I loved it. Honestly, I love the visual of KTU. It's just so beautiful. The warm tones. I love it. Oh my goodness.
It's just a good, well produced album.
Yes. But yeah, I love this album so much. I'm happy that you both picked this album for the classic game. Now we're going to get into the latest releases. I'm going to start off with Ice Spice's Like. Okay. What are your thoughts on Ice Spice's EP? I'm going to start with Amber.
So I had to listen, and that's not really like my vibe of kind of like that wouldn't be like my go-to to listen to. Like in the club,
I know that's right.
I kind of know lyrics, and I don't really chose roles, whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like, but I listened to it, and I did enjoy it. And my favorite song,
let's get to that,
is Gangsta Love.
That's mine as well.
And I think it's called the sample.
Yeah. I agree with you
it's
on that.
It's the P Diddy. What's the song?
Yeah. What about you, Prinny?
Yeah, I think similar. Like, it's not made for me. but yeah, I mean, I can appreciate the sound on a night out.
Yeah.
I think what I really like is that they're doing quite different things with the production. It's very much like, I don't know if this is a thing, but it's like drill hip hop.
Yeah.
It's like a drill undertone, but it's a bit of like, it's like they're overlaying like those classic drill beats with something that's a bit like spicy, no pun intended.
No, that's right. Come on.
So yeah, no, I enjoyed Gangsta Boo. Obviously Bikini Bottom. To be honest, all because a lot of them are like have trended on TikTok. Yes, so you hear like snippets of them, you're like, I'm a 10. How can I lose one I've already chose?
I know, that's right. It's a mood as well.
Yeah.
Is a pun intended as well? A lot of puns.
I think it's a good, like, you're with your girls, you're getting ready, you want to get high pizza, and it's like, put on a bit of Ice Spice and it makes you like in your bag. It's like, oh, you're feeling down about anyone. It's like, get in your
Ice Spice. Yeah, it's not like City Girls vibe. It's that.
City Girls
vibe
different.
Yeah,
it's that.
It's not like, oh, I'm going to take all your money and never date you.
Yeah, it's a
like,
bit more PG.
I don't really want your money anyway. Like, you're lucky you can even talk to me, like, stay over there vibe. It's like for the baby
It's
girls.
Like City Girls for, like, pre-teens.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too explicit.
I agree with you 100%.
Like, the kiddie bubs. The kiddie bubs.
Yeah, because City Girls, sometimes they just, it's just some wild things. Yeah. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, we're getting all this pussy talk.
Yeah.
Spanish and fans. I'm like,
girl, when I said that to you, I was like, this is so motivational.
She's going through something.
Saweetie was like my favorite rapper at the moment. Like,
my birthday twin.
What was going on over there? I don't know. I'll go through some things.
I think for me, what I love about this era is the fact that they didn't waste time with releasing this project because Munch went viral. I think August, I believe, like summertime basically, and then released this EP. When did they release it? They released it this year, of course. So I'm really happy for her. My favorite song's Princess Diana, because I love Princess Diana, of course. You know, I love her. I love the energy there. But in her mood, the energy on that song, I love it. Acting a smoochie, I think that's how you say that word. Acting a smoochie is my favorite. But those are my personal favorites. But I like it all. As you said, getting ready, get yourself in the mood, you know. I love it. I think she's so cute. She's actually really
she's
cute as well.
Cute, yeah.
I think it's a hair.
It's a hair. Yeah.
Adorbs.
Your Annie girl.
Yeah.
Next up, we have got Chloe Pray Away. You seem very excited.
I listened to it here. Sorry. I got triggered by the first like verse. I was like,
burning.
It's basically like I've been done over by an F boy and not fraud, but fuck boy.
That one.
And
then
and it's like, mate, I need to talk to you. Like, I need to let you know, but it's like I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna pray it away because if I don't, I'm gonna end up killing you.
It's
like
true.
If I see you on
it
the
like
streets,
that.
I was like, she talking language. This is a bit of me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what's she going through?
You know what? Yeah. She was dating Gunna, apparently.
Yeah.
What about you, Prinny?
I just don't believe her.
You don't believe her?
She sings a lot of off-the-shelf songs, songs that were written for people that they didn't want. Have you really been fucked over by fuck niggas? Sorry, I don't even know if I'm allowed to swear on this.
Please feel free to swear.
But do you know what I mean? It's like, what, like when you listen to like a SZA, I'm like, okay, I'm hearing the story. I'm hearing, like... Cool. Chloe's just, I don't know, maybe because I'm a hater because I want Chloe and Halle to get back together.
Oh, you know what? I think
I've just been hating her solo career because I feel like it's just too premature.
Yeah.
And I just don't believe her song. Mm. So I think I'd listen to it, but I don't think I listened.
Oh, yeah, I was reading because
I didn't feel
Yeah, I agree with you on
the mess. I don't know. Wow. Yeah,
the lyrics were great. And I was like, oh, yeah, obviously she can sing. Whatever, like but I was just looking at the lyrics like, yeah, I can relate to that. Mm. But I would have to listen
to it. You know what it's a bit like? And this is quite controversial because I am actually like a Rihanna stan.
I love Rihanna. Yeah.
But to be honest, a lot of Rihanna's songs are off the shelf songs.
Yeah, they are. They're
not. Yeah. I'm not really believing I'm not believing it. I'm not.
That song so much.
California Kingbed. I'm not believing it. Like, I'm not believing the story.
You know what, yeah, because I believe, for example, like Beyonce, for example, we're going to get into later on, she doesn't write her songs for the most part, or she's like got mainly core writers, writers, if that makes sense. But
I believe Beyonce.
Yeah, I believe Beyonce. Yeah. So I don't know. But I think for me personally, with Chloe, I have struggled with her solo journey. I would say I prefer this more than a lot of her songs that she's released prior.
What's that other one? Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
booty so big. Lord, have mercy.
Why are we doing this?
Like you said as well, I'm a big Chloe X Halle fan. Mm. I love those two. That Ungodly Hour, that album.
That's actually why we're Prinny X Amber.
Yeah.
Is it?
Because why would I put an and when I can put an X?
It's smart. Yeah, it's so smart. Like, I love those two as a duo. I think I even saw a picture of them on red carpet today on my way here. I'm like, it just makes sense as a duo. Mm.
Yeah, they they sound great as a duo. Mm. And then visually you see them and you're like, there's always something missing. Like, they're just not cohesive in like the whole.
But maybe because they're not, maybe they're trying, they're forcing it. Maybe. They don't want to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
But for this song, for me personally, I like, but I think I did see people's comments about how they can't really, not they can't relate to the word, but they can't relate to her singing it.
Yeah. So
that's why I get your point 100%. Yeah. But I think the album's coming out soon. I like the quality of it, the production value of it. I love the production.
Girl, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
You see, I'm tired. I love the production side of it. I think she can sing, but again, it's actually being believable. The last release, we're going to the trending topics, Kali Uchis, I Wish You Roses. I'll start with Prinny this time. What were your thoughts on this song?
Like, it's not my usual. I think I prefer her when she's a feature on other songs. I don't really listen to like her music.
The lead artist,
But yeah, it was alright.
You liked it, cool.
It was okay.
Cool.
I'll listen one more time.
Hey!
I'm in agreement with Prinny. Like, she sounds great, and I don't know if this is horrible to say, but she sounds great as a feature. Like, she makes a song come together
because she brings a je ne sais quoi,
because her sound is so like nice and different, but then when it's like I feel like
it's very different.
Solo songs are very same like that same sound, like there isn't like anything different, but like she's great. I love her, but yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think for me, I do like this song. I like it, but does it stand out? I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And you actually made a point, both of you, about her being better as a featuring artist. And you know what? I have to agree. I love her song with Don Toliver. Oh, Drugs and Hella Melodies. That's a very crazy title, but it's an amazing song. Don't worry about it. It's an amazing song. So yeah, but I look forward to this album, though. We're going to release a Spanish album and an English album as well.
I love her in Spanish.
Her in Spanish. Yeah.
It's amazing. And she got that song with Georgia Smith.
I don't think I know this one.
And it's like called something. That song is great.
No, but I do. I like it, but I look forward to hearing the album as a whole. It's time for the trending topics. And we're going to start with Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter, who announced her Renaissance tour this week, and a lot of us lost our shit, okay? Did you guys get tickets or want to get tickets? What was your experience with the announcement and getting tickets if you got it?
I didn't bother because it's just like, I'm just not going to get them.
Yeah, I feel like I want to go, so I'm going to go.
You're going to go.
But I'm not dealing with this hustle and the faff. It's just a bit too stressful for me and I don't actually care that much right now. Like, no, that's wrong. I care. I want to go. I actually really want to go. But I've never been someone that does the ticket queue thing. I can't do it.
Oh,
I can't. It's goodness. Getting out of hand.
The stress that I went through this week.
It doesn't make sense.
No, no, no. So I think the O2 priority came out on Thursday.
And then that thing was crashed. Working.
It wasn't working.
Oh my God, it was so, funny. I saw a tweet. Someone was like, I'm just trying to get my free Greg's coffee. You lot breaking the app. Like, hello, please. And it's so true because sometimes that free Greg coffee can slap.
It's true. Because I don't have O2 priority, but my friends do and they're trying to get it for me. And like, it will just crash. I think they got managed to get 2 out of like a group of 7. I was like, how's it going to work? So on Friday, I now joined the queue for the Live Nation. I blame Rock Nation. Where to somebody's father. Rock Nation. So I was in the queue. Like, I joined the queue. I got there and the tickets were gone. I said, wow. I mean, I think I noticed this premium, which I think is like normal tickets, but they've risen the price. So it's not reselling tickets. It's their actual tickets, but they've increased the price because demand. I don't know how that makes sense. So I didn't get it then. But I've got a friend of a friend who's actually Bella's choreographer as well, called Krista. I think her man saved the day, and then he got me the Club Renaissance tickets. I can't lie, the money I spent.
Yeah, because that's,
I'm hiding my face right now as we speak. Like, it's too much. Yeah. But it's Beyonce. I'm just going to tour again after this. So I said, I've never seen it before. I don't mind throwing it in there, you know, but I am excited. I can't lie, I was listening to Renaissance on the way here as well. I was excited.
No, well, we're going to be there.
We're there. I tried. I was in the queue yesterday and then I didn't realise that like it was for people with Live Nation thingies. So I ended up on the page and I was like, I don't have a login. So what do I do now?
I'm crying.
Let's get that login ready.
But you can tell we're so prepared.
Yeah, literally. But general release come out. I mean,
We're going to try again. Yeah.
You know, I've been quite lucky with tickets last year. Quite lucky. I managed to get like tickets straight away for
Who did you see last year?
Like Catronada, Snow. And then a year before that, I got like tickets for WizKid straight away. Level 1.
So he was a bit straight one.
Yeah. I got tickets for
You went Burna Boy.
Burna Boy straight away, level 1. Like, you I was just getting all these tickets.
I want to go to one so
bad.
No,
I didn't. I was going to.
Masego.
I got tickets for Masego, I did really well last year. So I was like, I feel like I've got a bit of a luck charm. Listen, so
I tap into your anointing. I'm
Come
just
on,
like,
pass it.
I'm the person that's like, I'm going. Because WizKid, I went twice. And that's because one of my friends got a ticket for me. She got a group and she was like, do you want to come? I was like, sure. And then my other friend's a singer and she invited me.
Come
so
on.
So I didn't try. So I'm tapping into that kind of not trying, but
you're gonna get it.
I'm going to go. And if
I
not,
tried, but
okay.
What I tried did not help me.
Yeah.
It was somebody else just helping. That's okay.
But they say, from what I see, when you like go in, if it's like 10 a.m. and they say it's sold out, keep trying.
Yeah.
Because there's some glitch in the matrix that like maybe like an hour later, and then more tickets come.
Well.
Yeah. People that realize they don't even have the funds, clogging up the queue.
Just taking space.
Trying to do a bank transfer from the savings account. Be prepared.
I was there like trying to do calculations.
That's literally me.
Like, if I just get 3 tickets, like actually how much would the tickets be? What's my bank saying? Like, what if I don't, have I got the credit card ready? Like, and I was just like,
because what my budget was and what I ended up spending was 2
it's crazy
mouth altogether. But I was like, you know what, it's Beyonce,
it's a once in a lifetime, because I don't think we're gonna get a show as good as this one again.
I think it's gonna be like private residency kind of stuff, like Dubai. I'll kind of finish guys' ears now. But
I want a Netflix documentary. I want the Coachella but for Renaissance.
I would love that.
We're still waiting for visuals, so it might come out as a movie, maybe.
Yeah, like I would really enjoy that.
My gosh, you should put out a movie.
Yeah.
They used to do that.
Yeah.
When we were younger, there were some artists. Do you remember the Justin Bieber movie?
Yep. No, I love the fact we've got the tours, we've got the like documentaries of them making the album, like just being involved in the process. I don't think we're involved in the process anymore.
Usher's one, 87, no.
Which one?
87 01. There's a DVD of like that tour.
Come on.
Show, and then there's, and
that's a lot of that. When they're giving the DVD of the tour.
And I saw my neighbor was obsessed with Usher. And then we just watch it on repeat.
Yeah.
There was one song that I think it was like he gets someone on stage and she wouldn't let me watch it. I would be too young.
And I remember I got my hands on that.
And no one's home. I was like, I'm going to watch it. No one's going to stop me. And it was just like, that's so nice. Because then you can go back and like relive it again.
I agree with you 100%.
live anyway. Yeah. But yeah,
I agree with you.
So amazing.
I agree. But I look forward to the tour. As I said, I can't wait to just be screaming the lyrics.
What day are you going on? Monday
I'm going
Tuesday?
For the 30th. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one?
The second day.
Yeah. Like yesterday, I was so stressed that I was telling my thingy, my senior manager, I want to take this day off. I kept saying 30th March or 30th May. Like, my mom was just not here because the stress that I went through yesterday was actually ungodly. It was not of God, honestly.
You're gonna have so much fun in that little bit, though.
I can't wait. I'm really excited.
What are we gonna wear?
Oh, something bright, sparkly.
We need to show up for Beyonce.
It's actually given you have to take the day off.
No, this is not a rush
after work situation.
No.
You know what's so crazy? I'm gonna see Bella afterwards, well, the day after, so I can't wait. I'm definitely excited. Double B's, you know?
Oh, lovely.
I want like a sequin situation.
I love that we're planning the outfit and we don't have a ticket.
You know what? Manifestation.
We're tapped in.
No, I support it. I support 100%. But let us know in the hashtag if you've got the tickets, if you want to go, what songs you're excited to hear. Actually, what songs would you want to hear if you were to go to the concert?
I don't like questions like this because no pressure. I know songs. I don't know them off my. I just know when I hear it.
I think heated.
That one, I'll be jumping.
But
up
also,
and down.
I really want to hear her do the runs on. Is it plastic off the sofa or plastic on the sofa or whatever? Yeah. I hope that is like a moment. Yes, I know she's probably going to get and then transition like boom, boom.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the transition. Yeah. Is she going to do the same transitions? Is she going to switch it up? Yeah. Songs like thingy into energy. Cuff it to energy
to break my soul.
Yeah, like, so I want to know.
Where
does it come after?
It's energy into break my soul.
I think there's Church Girl.
I think Church Girl's a bit after. I think.
Drop it like a fatty.
I don't like the first song. The first song can be like whatever
it's
left
not
on.
The diamonds.
No, that's left on mute for life.
That should be the start, and it's like everyone comes together, and it's the band.
When I first listened to that album, I was like, "What is this? Hot piece of trash."
So it's Church Girl, Plastic Off the Sofa, Virgo's Groove, Then Move.
Oh, maybe it's that later in the thing.
Later on the episode, you know. I've seen the podcast. No, I can't wait to hear Virgo's Groove, though. That song is like 5-6 minutes of greatness.
Yeah,
I love that song so much. So I'm definitely excited. America has a problem for me as well. I can't wait. But yeah, just a hashtag. Let me know your thoughts. Love Island. Love Island has started to pick up in the recent days. I have been doing small commentary on TikTok, but that's like 3 minutes, so I want to talk about it more in depth here. So what are your thoughts on Love Island thus far? It's my first time talking about the podcast. What are your thoughts?
I think it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Do you think it was good from the start? Do you feel like it started to pick up? What are your thoughts on that?
It's always slow, though. I tweet the same thing. This is so boring. And then I'm like hooked. So that's just the nature of it. Yeah. It's just you're figuring it out. And then the first bit of drama comes and then it's...
The show goes on. What about you?
Yeah, I didn't actually watch the first few episodes. I just like slid
You didn't miss much, to be honest.
And I'm enjoying it. Yeah. There's some characters in there. And I think... it's different. Like, I don't know. I feel like everyone seems like a bit more like normal people rather than
influencers.
Exactly. The girls are just annoying me.
I feel like there's more like a brotherhood than sisterhood.
But also the girls are too like, I really like him.
Why are you actually crying?
Shut up.
While you're saying that, let us start. let's start with Ron and Zara.
Because
Zara's been doing too much for me, but I'm going to start with Pretty. What are your thoughts on this whole situation with Ron?
So I haven't watched the last three. I've been so busy. So
nothing
last,
changed. She's still thirsting for him.
The last bit.
Lana.
So the bit I'm up to is where he's saying again, oh, I'm going to play the field. Mm-hmm. And she's doing up teary-eye. She needs to just stand strong.
Absolutely.
And it's so sad because it reminds me of me in my old life. It's my new life.
You've grown in the ball, baby. I know that's fucking right.
Because we've all been there where it's like, you know that this guy actually hates you.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you're like, oh, God. It's like you just want to be chosen. Mm. That's all it is. Yeah. She wants to know that he's put me first and she's longing for that. But it's a weird kind of back. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not. I don't know. Yeah, yes, it's just sad.
He's keeping her on the back burner.
Yeah.
And that's really pissing me off.
Yeah.
And everyone else seeing that and not saying anything other than
Shaq.
My homeboy Shaq, who literally called him out and was like, what you're doing is wrong. You're, every time someone comes in, you're like,
it's every time.
It is every time. And I think Lana needs to be like, yeah, like, do you know what? I'm hot. I'm no one's second best. Yes. I'm no one's like, oh, you can just come back running back to me. You know I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. Well, now she's talking to this new guy and Ron's scared. He's like, shit, like, I don't know.
I think he's such an egotistical person. Like,
he is. He's a proper
I don't think he cares about her, but he's like, he doesn't want to lose.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be alone.
Yes.
And he knows that she's going to be there, but he's like, if the next best thing comes, then.
Yes. But it's so manipulative what he keeps saying. Absolutely. He keeps saying this thing of like, how are we going to know? How am I going to know if I like you if I'm not tested?
He doesn't. He doesn't like her.
What does that even mean?
I hate guys that know the answer already, but they're just going to play along. Yeah. Like, I don't have time for that.
And then they play dumb in the end. It's like, what is going on?
And it's a lot. Mm. And it's just like, yawn, boring. It's like, girl, stand up. Get off your knees. Like, what is wrong with you?
Like, it's not married at first sight. Cause I feel like if it's married at first sight, where you've met the guy, like, you're tired to each other, then that makes sense. But you're not married.
Yeah.
You know, they're walking in the spirit of wife, and it's so jarring.
Because you're just coupled up. Yeah. Like, you're not even girlfriend and boyfriend. Like, why so attached?
Yeah, and Liv is the same, and she's really annoying to Liv. Let's get into her. This Tom guy, one is actually, obviously, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but personally, I don't think he's, like, that great in the villa. Like,
I think he's just tall and a beard.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And she's just, like, he did all that kissing thing, and then he came to have her, he was like, oh, can I sit down? And she's like, of course you can.
Oh, is she still on him?
Now it's changed, but she was like, of course you can. But now she's talking to Kai, and her and Kai are, like, really getting on.
Kai is literally at her head.
Literally.
Like, he's attractive, don't get me wrong. Like,
I know him, he needs to get a little bit of lip balm.
Yeah, I think the corners are parched, but it's like, minus that. He's like, he's a looker, but God, there's nothing upstairs.
Yeah. He's a teacher.
No, what is he teaching?
What is he teaching?
You know that subject, PSHE or something? The subject that's nothing.
That's what the form tutors teach. He's a teacher. And do you know who I really like?
Ooh.
Tanyel.
Yeah, yeah. I like her.
You know what? Initially, I was kind of.
My North London sis.
Come on, high five. Woo!
She's like, I ain't taking shit. She's literally like, this girl's like, why are you showing that you're pissed off? She's like, yeah, Kai's pissed me off. He's annoyed me. I've told him.
I agree.
And that's down to him. Like, it's done. Squash it. I'm not going to now be crying, begging, this and that. She's the only one that's like, what is going on here?
No, it's when she was badding up the Aussie guy. Like, why are you chatting?
She's like, man, why are you getting involved? He was so, you know, when you see them trembling, he was like, oh my God. And then Kai's like, yeah, like the way she reacted, I just didn't shut the fuck up. You couldn't handle a girl like that. That's why you don't like it, because you're intimidated by her. And she don't need someone that's going to be intimidated by her anyway, because you're gonna project your insecurities on her and then ruin her self-esteem and her confidence. And I've seen it happen many times. So she needs to stop trying.
I agree. What do you think about them trying to force Ron and Tanyel together?
I mean, I kind of.
Oh, is that happening now?
No, they're trying to say more than friendship.
But yeah, because you know they're like best friends.
To be fair, they are always together around each other.
In the recoupling, obviously, Kai went for the new girl, and so Ron chose. What's her face? Tanya.
Yeah. So who chose Lana? The guy.
The Aussie guy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're a friendship. They're in a friendship.
There's too many convenience couples, in my opinion.
It's giving Dr. Alex.
No, Dr. Alex.
Yeah.
In abundance.
Yeah, literally.
In abundance. It's ridiculous.
And so they're in a friendship one, but like, they did like a kissing challenge. They snogged. He's like, that was the best snog.
Kissing challenge.
And then Liv is like, I don't want to put things in your head, Lana, but I feel like that kiss was a bit.
It was Olivia.
Like,
let's call out names. It was Olivia that's been a messy bee.
Like, I just don't. You feel like, you know, if they're just friends. And anyways, our girl Sammy, she went to Tanya. Was like, by the way, this is what's going on. Liv thing. And Tanya was like, what is her business? Firstly, secondly, it's a bloody kiss. Like, he's my mate,
and it's a part of the show. This is not a show where it's like it's just relationship. Like, you're actually doing challenges that are quite gruesome. times you're doing the most. And what were your thoughts on Shaq being upset about the kiss, because Tanya was kissing like no man's business? Chad, what were
Tanya
your thoughts?
Did you see that one?
No, so, but she's been doing that though.
Yeah, she won the challenge, so she was like voted best kisser.
Yeah,
oh.
And he was like, basically they were all blindfolded and the girls had to kiss all of them. They all had to give like out of 10 rating, okay, and basically cool. Everyone's like, that was the best kiss, and he knew that it was her kiss because he was like gripping her or whatever. And then when everyone was like, that was the best kiss all the schools, he was like,
his face,
he was like shocked,
he was fuming,
shock. Yeah. And then when she won, he was like, that's dead, like, why are you kissing everyone so passionately, it's embarrassing, blah,
no, but she
blah.
Doesn't like him. That's why she's doing
you feel
it.
So?
She doesn't like that. They are a couple because they're black.
I'm screwing, man. You said
because when Jordan came Priscilla. In, she was like, "Oh my god, Jordan,
dry face, Jordan." She was on Jordan. Like, crying. She don't like Shaq. It's convenient. It's like, okay, let me be with this guy. But
no, they told
if
each other they love each other.
Oh, stop! That's just dumb.
He said, "Oh, stop."
That's stupid.
What are your thoughts on Jordan? I feel like Jordan has the worst taste in women. He has to pick three women for the thingy.
Which one, Jordan?
He's a tall in the news. I don't think he reached that yet.
I've been in the news. He looks nice though. I saw his Instagram.
Oh. He looks nice. When you get to watch him on the show, it's not giving.
Oh, really?
He's a bit of an Ovi. Because everyone's like, Ovi, he's so cool. And then because he's a bit goofy.
Yeah.
Like, some people are like, oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm goofy, so that's a bit of me. Like, I love all that falling on the floor, rolling around. It's like, why did you do that? Like, why are you built like that?
He fell on the floor.
No, he didn't. He was like running upstairs and did like a little like.
Jordan. Yeah. How did I miss that? I'm like, I'll watch it again.
I was like, why are you doing that? I love you. That's a bit of me. Yeah. Everyone just thinks, oh, if you're good looking, you're meant to hold yourself in like a. But it's like.
I need to find that personality because I feel like he's quite bland in my opinion.
Really?
So I need to watch that again and probably
Is Tanya onto him then?
I
want her to.
Came, she was like, oh my god, that's literally my type. And I've just said I loved Shaq, yada, yada, yada.
Who's sending you to say that? You don't like him. Gosh. Because if you genuinely love someone, like the feeling of loving someone, I'm not going to be lipsing up randomers.
Yeah, I agree. But it is the challenge, though. So I feel
it's
like
a challenge, but it's like that you don't get money if you win. It's not even like Big Brother. It's like, oh, we're going to throw a party. You're going to get tokens for the top shot. Literally don't get anything if you win, other than being told that you're the best kisser.
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
I'll be lipsing them up. Thank you to whoever said cut the mics on their lips because that has been the best decision they've made. I love a lip, so sorry if I can lips 10 men in one go.
But if you love someone and you're the person that you love is there and you're going to be lipsing up random guys, it don't make sense.
The Aussie girl didn't, she got the lead,
so she kissed but she was not doing too much,
and everyone else was like, I agree.
Speaking of, what's your thoughts on, is it Jess and Will? What are your thoughts on them? So Jess is the one other girl. Jess, right? I hope I'm not giving her a fake name. Jessie and Will. What are your thoughts on them? I love Will, by the way.
It's giving Camilla and that other James, guy, but like a BTEC version.
Hey, she's not a BTEC, nah.
It's nice, it's cute. Yeah. It's a bit boring, but it's cute.
Like, you can send them out now.
Yeah.
But I will say, I do love Tanya and Will for the mess that they caused.
Because the kissing
they were spreading jizz.
We'll drop the bomb and then see ya.
See, I'm going on my day now. And then my good sister Tanya said, I'm going to continue this.
No, it's Zara.
Wait, who? Oh, yeah. So it was Tanya that was going to tell Zara. And Zara's... I love how just it goes pim 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 pim. Yeah. I love
Zara was like, I need to tell her. Yeah. I need to go tell her.
Girl power. I love it. What's your thoughts on Zara leaving?
I'm heartbroken.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
Oh, sorry.
Well, no, I think that's I'm actually a born liar because I actually know. But I saw something that said her friend said that her phone is not on. Maybe she's coming back, but is she actually like home now then? Or
I don't know.
But I would love for her to return because
she didn't get a pick. Bless her. No. She's too rowdy, man. They were having it.
Like she kind of pissed off a little bit only because she had the fight with Tom or the back and forth with Tom, I should say, before the recoupling. So. Yeah. It was a bit of a mess up.
I think if she didn't do the dig on the parents thing.
But she didn't lie though.
That's my favourite line.
Yeah, I hope they're proud of you.
So proud of you. Like, oh, is this how your parents brought you up?
I feel like we should be able to vote for that one, so the boys, I don't think the boys have got sense to vote correctly. Because now we're in a situation where it's just like friendship.
Even Kai picking Sammy when Sammy had more connection with Ron, it was like the Ron producers, was like, whoa,
the producers messed it up. I think they should have done the one where it's like vote your favourite.
She'll still be
and then the
now.
Last
yeah,
one
yeah,
stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But there's been loads of bombshells. Yeah. Like, Sean O'Neill.
But are they bombing down?
No.
That's
the
problem.
Maya Jama is the bombshell.
Yeah.
Let's get into Maya Jama as the whole. I know fashions as well. I was talking about on TikTok as well. What are your thoughts on the fashion?
Oh, amazing.
She's serving every single time.
Amazing. Rhea, her stylist, is doing her job.
Yeah, shout out to, no, what's her actually?
Rhea. It's like
R-H-E-A.
Has she changed it to her real name now?
You know, because branding and all those things there, you know.
Yeah, it's
no, the styling has been
off. Oh, it's riri.f.
Yeah, riri.f.
It's R-E-E-R-E-E.f.
Go out and follow her support.
She's my stylist. Sorry, I don't know if y'all can see that outfit.
Yeah. That outfit, I'll put the chart up as well. That outfit?
How can you... Sorry, but if I... The outfit's off the body, but your body made the body look better. Nah.
Like, it just
her body's insane. Her body's insane. Everyone is doing that. Even her makeup artist, Letitia, doing her And what I love about Maya, she's my friend, Maya.
Come on.
What about Maya is that she's stuck with the same team. Like, her makeup artist has been her makeup artist for years, and the same with the stylist. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
I agree.
We don't need to be picking up the new honeys. Like, your team know your face, they know your body, they know what works.
Camera as well. Could you be on camera strutting your style?
Stunning.
Yeah.
We actually suffered with Laura. Was it Laura, right?
Oh, Laura Whitmore.
God. We suffered. That last fit that she wore for that reunion, the what do you call it? Disco Fever. It was
she only wore the job because her husband does the voiceover. Yeah. Let's be real.
It's fine. I said, come and see.
No. It was terrible. And I think they saw from the tweets, we were just not, we're done.
No, I agree. Yeah, we need my jammer.
What are your thoughts on the fashion as well, in terms of like the eBay collaboration? I think second year now, isn't it? What are your thoughts?
I love that now when it starts, it's like eBay.
They listen to our podcast because we dragged them last year because we were like, okay, this is really great, but like, where are the ads?
Yeah,
I'm not seeing anything about the sustainability agenda. It's just you sponsored.
I was confused last
like,
year.
It's,
as well.
Yeah. You lot are not getting anything now on the TikTok as well. They have like get ready with me's and stuff. So it's like, and okay,
even in the episode I was watching the other day, Kai's like, oh yeah, like this top's from eBay. Like he this top's eBay, and I was product like, oh, look at the product. Yeah, literally,
it's so the product
man. Yeah, that's what we were complaining about. So do it. I think it's great, and I think it's good that, because that's what normal people do. We don't get sent things clothes, all the time. Yeah. Like, we rewear things and mix and match. Yeah, and, like, I think it's making it a bit more realistic.
I think the pieces this time around are much better than last year as well. Because I think I saw Tana in that black dress. I said, mwah! She looks so beautiful. I said, come and see beauty. I don't know. I think the pieces are much better. I didn't even realize that it was still a okay, seeing the ads, of course, but I don't watch them like, oh, that's there for eBay. You know, that's actually really a nice piece that they're wearing. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But sticking with the fashions now, I want to go into the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion looks.
I'm ready.
Because what my eyes were seeing for some of these women's.
Can I just like make a disclaimer that I haven't watched it? In, like, a really
I think the
reunion's
not even out yet, so it's going based on the pictures now. So don't worry about that at all. But by the time this episode comes out, the first one been out the day before. So we're going to start with Giselle, who always gets it wrong.
Can I ask a question
before we start?
They do the reunions, are they given a colour and they
That's the vibe. Some of, not all of the franchises though. But I'm done with the colour thing. It's scary.
Yeah, it's
why is it scary?
Why like royal blue?
I think that shade in particular, I wasn't sure about
Hang on. Is that She's from back. Atlanta, Charisse?
No, Charisse is Potomac, babe.
Was she always
First,
Potomac?
Second season, yeah.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Giselle's look?
She tried to give us Balenciaga, but it just didn't.
You know what I saw?
Bejazzled Balenciaga.
Someone on Twitter said she looked like a Power Ranger and they can't unsee it.
The thing with Giselle, it's just, I actually think now she's adopting the fact that she doesn't have style into her brand. Because it's actually it's getting ridiculous now. Because you have the resources. You actually have... I'm sure there are people that are trying to be stylists that would style you for free.
Yeah, they'll know her.
And do a better job than whoever's on your team is doing.
Do you consistently get it wrong? I don't understand.
It's a part of her brand. I honestly feel like she's tapping
into it. It's also the placement of the stuff as well.
At something like that and be like, oh, that's the dress.
But you know what I will say? All of the looks look terrible in picture.
but look better
in video.
Video, yeah. I think that's usually the case though. Yeah. I think usually the case. When they're seated as well.
The pictures don't photograph well
at
all.
We say that as well. When we do our carpet looks, we're like, when they're walking, it looks better than in the picture. It's like, scary.
Scary, yeah.
Whilst you actually hear what are your thoughts on UK fashion, especially when it comes to like celebrities, red carpet? What are your thoughts on that? briefly before we go back into the Potomac.
When we say, are we saying within the black? Are we saying within the black scene?
Black, yeah, you say black, yeah.
It's questionable.
But yeah, but I also think it's it's not their fault because we don't have the access.
Yeah.
I feel like at best they can do like a custom piece and someone's going to do some funny lace that's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean 100%.
You're not going to be able 100%. To pull designer dresses.
Yeah.
Unless you're Mario Musa level, Adeola Patron, which not many of them, like not many of these, what do they call, I'm not going to call them celebrities. These
I'd say some celebs,
known people.
Public figures.
Some of them are not making money.
It's true.
As much money.
As much as to be able to get
to be able
pieces.
To, yeah, like they may look like they're here, there and everywhere, but the funds are.
Yeah.
I don't like, don't come for me or beat me. But I feel like I completely agree, like, some people don't have the money, but then their decisions for the things they do go for is still questionable. It's like you can still go and get a really lovely outfit then from like a high street store that's still really nice. Then why are you going to these like what they called seamstresses?
No, because
still something
they're not gonna win because I'm gonna be like, babe, I saw that on the rack in Zara.
Oh,
like,
you know,
like they can't win. But yeah, I mean, what came out of the GRM gala was very evident that people need to get stylists, and I feel like certain people woke up and were like, actually, I can't dress myself for these events. I probably dress myself day to day, but outsource it to somebody who actually knows what they're doing and then can work with the little you have to make something.
Yeah, you can like always give your clothes budget and then they will work with you. It's a community service.
Absolutely, I agree. Can I also just shout out Sheldon and your episode with
Sheldon? Yes,
it was so informative, but so hilarious.
Yeah. He's like, so smart. He really knows his shit. Yeah. Like, that's why I always say, we're a fashion podcast, but like, don't be expecting me to be like, oh my God, do you remember that Versace 93, like SS? That was great. No, I don't know it. But he knows his shit. Like, he really loves fashion to that extent, and it's great. He's... big things are coming for him.
Amen.
Well.
Amazing. Yeah. He said that's such a good person. I met him once at the Leomi pop-up shop, and it's amazing. They're so down to earth. I also love Jamira, of course. Jamira, Styling Bella. I love them. Like, they're doing amazing things as well. So I'm hoping to see more stylists, you know, killing it in the space.
Yeah, and getting their accolades.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put respect on, like, there are so many really good black stylists, especially in London and the UK that are doing bits. And
Is there anyone
to shout out as well? Why did my brain go blank?
It happens. We're on the spot. So
Life, of course. Jen Alecto. Shakira.
Yeah.
She styled us for our cover art.
Stunning cover, by the way.
Thank you.
I love a good...
We really put our little two pennies.
Yeah, and it was very much like with the little we had.
Yeah, it was the little we made something. We used, like, this is our budget. This is this. And she was amazing.
Tight turnaround as well.
Such a tight turnaround.
Still gave. I love it so much. It just, as I said, seeing it on Apple Podcasts, it stands out. It's just beautiful. So.
I remember when Shakira sent us those pictures, the outfits, and we were like... That's scary. Like those colours.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
I don't think she gets our vibe. And it was the best thing she's ever done for us. Like, that's why sometimes you just need to trust a stylist, but sometimes not always as well.
Hey, but back to the Potomac. Let's get into Ashley next. What were your thoughts on Ashley's look?
I didn't like it. Some people said they liked
it, but not on her.
I think the hair threw it off.
Yeah.
I think that. I don't know. I don't think that hair complemented the outfit.
Do you know what? I'm going to be a bit controversial.
No, go on.
She's got a very athletic build, so naturally she's quite straight. And I feel like dresses like this doesn't work for her figure. I feel like it may work for a more of a curvier
body shape. Slightly taller as well, would you say?
Taller as
Yeah, true, yeah.
Because you want to have that, like... elongation, is that word? Off your torso. Sorry, if you don't know, I don't actually know how to speak. I make up words and I add to the dictionary on the daily. But like, I feel like you need that long kind of torso to pull something like that off. Yes. And again, I think there's nothing wrong with dressing for your body shape and knowing what your body shape is.
Yeah. What about you as well?
On this look? You're right. I don't actually think it goes for her body type. I mean, I'm stuck on the hair choice.
Why are you laughing?
Because the hair is mad. Like, I get it. Like, it's I feel like interesting.
Separately, I think
it's like a 20. What year are we in? It's giving like a 2015 wig.
Oh, 16 no. at best. Oh, poor Ash.
Oh,
poor
yeah, Ash. I don't know.
Next up, Candice, our R&B singer. What are your thoughts on this?
Candice can do no wrong in my eyes. I'm a Candice. Dan.
No, I don't. I haven't watched it in a long time. So last time I watched it, she was just very jarring.
I think this
she's still probably is. She's
always
behaves, yeah.
She always dresses like I like this.
Yes.
I think it
she
gives
us drama.
I feel like I'm not a fashion expert now, but I feel like there could be more of the blue. You know, more of them. I don't know what
to say. Like more
of it. Like I feel like
you mean
see,
the color.
You want to see the kind of.
Maybe just cover it a little bit. But other than that, I think this one of her best, if not her best. Really. Yeah, I like it a lot.
I love her.
Very nice.
Oh, of course, we got Robin Dixon.
You know what? I think it suits her.
Mm.
It's boring, like her.
These are the words that she's given, basically.
It's boring, like her, so yeah.
It's not a bad dress. Yeah, I think I just don't like the colour.
I think it suits her.
You know what?
Yeah.
The colour, oh God, it's given prom.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Or prom Sinclair, castle. You know.
Like those are just in your energy. Yeah.
That's the perfect shape for Gisnera look.
Yeah.
Karen Huger. The grand dame.
The grand dame.
None of the fans, the queens, not impressed.
You know, the grand dame, because she's so hung up on being the grand dame that she feels like she has to always like overdo it.
And show out, yeah.
And it's just like, we have one sleeve, we have the lace corset thing, plunge. We have the slit, then we have the hair, then we have the dangly earrings. It's like, there's too much going on.
Pick a struggle. Pick one.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of struggles.
There's a lot going on.
Like, where do I look? Like, what is the dress? What is the dress?
You know what?
Is it the sleeve?
I think the sleeve is too much.
Fabric?
Let's take off the sleeve. Let's change the bottom fabric.
Like,
and change the hair.
And maybe
keep
just
the earrings.
If she wants to, she has to change the hair.
If she wants to.
Karen, with this hairstyle, is trying to show us that, like, my wig is glued.
This is glued.
Yeah.
She's like, my wig isn't shifting.
Oh, gosh. Next up, we've got Wendy, who I'm loving this season as well. What are your thoughts on Wendy's look?
I quite like it, you know. It's a lot. But I like
but it.
I wish it was a bit longer. Because she's got longer
legs.
Legs, and like her legs are thicker than.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thicker than your average.
Average. No, right. I'm trying to be really PC here. I reckon like it should have been a bit longer, maybe a bit more covering off the top of half. It would have like.
You know
when it like just falls nicely? This seems a bit like it's been held up a bit too much. But also like it's giving Strictly Come Dancing.
Not Strictly Come Dancing.
So, like she's ready to do cha-cha-cha. But like lovely, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think for my only qualm is that I wish it had like you know the waist area or whatever where it cuts off. I feel like the cut off part is confusing. Like it's like beige at the top, white at the bottom.
Yeah,
I think that's my only one. But I think it will look good when she's seated. I don't think we will notice that when she's seated. So I think keep that in mind, Mia.
I think it's a body thing again, like dressing for your body shape. I don't think she needed the mesh, the open belly bit.
Yeah, I think
that could have been covered.
Shout out to Sheldon. We need to just stop the mesh lace.
I'm crying. You know, I love what Sheldon said. Sheldon talked about how the matching of the mesh as well.
It makes such a difference.
Listen, it's not brown. You know what? I think Nene used to get it wrong a lot.
Her lace, or you bought
mesh. I'm like, ma'am, you black. You might wear blonde wigs, but you're black. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so with me as one, I don't think it flatters her.
No.
I usually like Mia's looks, but for this one, no.
Lovely hair, lovely makeup.
Beautiful girls. Oh, beautiful well, not beautiful girls, to be honest. The girls not beautiful for you guys.
Lovely hair, lovely
makeup. I'm a bit over this whole, like, I'm going to go to a custom designer and make a custom piece. Because they never get it right. And it just ends up looking like I'm a guest at a trad. And I've been given lace. And me and my seamstress put together a look.
It's like extreme.
But why?
I agree with you 100%. Lastly, Charisse.
Oh, we missed someone.
The one.
Who missed?
She wants to talk about Jacqueline.
Oh, let me see that one.
Bless her. Jacqueline's happy to be there.
I think that's my favourite dress. I don't know who she is, but that's my favourite. It's very elegant. It's well-fitted, and it's very fitted.
I feel like it's well-fitted.
It's not too much. She's I never noticed her picture.
Bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I feel like it's well-fitted. Especially nice. For someone that's a friend of, it works.
That's scary. Yeah, Cherise.
Boohoo official.
No, but is it pretty?
The dress. Do you know what? The dress is Balmain.
Mm.
The dress is Balmain.
I like the beat fashion edition.
Yeah.
Not the, pretty. It's pretty.
But Balmain aren't that great for dresses like this anyway, so I'm not surprised. Mm. Like, let's be honest.
I expect, the thing is, because they have this whole thing, like, who is the real grand dame?
The real grand
dame. Like, Cherise, this is your time to show that I am that girl, and... Yeah.
Was she the really lazy one that did nothing all the time?
I think that could be the one of those days.
Was that her?
When you say did not, what do you mean?
Like she's like, oh, I don't do anything. My husband does everything for me. I just... Or wasn't that... wasn't she in Real Housewives of Atlanta? This woman?
No, she's Potomac.
Okay.
Her husband was never around and then they got a divorce.
Yeah, because she does. She was like, I don't do anything. I don't cook clean. Like,
oh, I get someone
to do the cooking for
me. It sounds like Cherise, but I don't know.
I don't remember.
Anyways, yeah, it's not nice.
I don't know if she's getting her, like, her monthlies from her husband. What do they call it? Alimony.
Pretty? I'm shouting.
No, because I'm really, and I'm sure you probably are, and I know you are, I'm one of those that I watch Real Housewives, but I'm really in the YouTube blogs. So, like, my Kempire, DJ Richie Sky, Funky Dineva. And... The whole tea is that she basically brought together the cast of Potomac because she was the only one that actually lives in Potomac and has the wealth and has the lifestyle. Yeah. So it's like, you're supposed to have the funds and the access and show the girls how it's done, but you're being left. Like, how is Robin upstaging you? Robin doesn't
Robin has
two coins left.
Speaking of Robin, have you been seeing the whole drama with the
It's so weird because I don't watch it, but I'm staying in the drama.
So basically, someone was going around spilling the tea about them meeting up with Juan.
Mm.
I think it was long distance at one point because of COVID, and then I think he had booked a hotel, but allegedly he didn't go to the hotel. You pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it, basically. Mm. I'm calling bullshit, but what are your thoughts on the situation?
I'm also calling bullshit.
No, you didn't.
You was talking. Okay, fine. So he admitted he was just chatting. He never met her. Fine. Mm. And then she said, "Oh, but she said she's going out with this person. Why wouldn't you fact check that?" Firstly, Secondly, then, oh, she said that her purse got stolen. So you booked the hotel because you booked it in your name, but you never went. What?
How
does that make sense?
So she has no friends that she called you.
Yeah.
So what happened to her boyfriend? Mm. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Does it make sense?
And then my girl's, what's her name?
Giselle. Robin.
Robin's just like, yeah, and I already knew it.
I feel like he did something. I feel like it was more than what we saw. And I think to marry him, I feel like she married him because of the pressure of, like, people saying, oh, like, what time? When are you going to get married? That kind of stuff. Mm. I think even them trying to elope to Jamaica and marry the day after her family members.
It's stupid.
It's given cheap.
Yeah. And I also think they got married because of the case, the pending case against him.
She
doesn't have to testify or whatever. But this whole thing, it just goes against the concept of the show. I'm watching a reality show. I'm trying to show me what's going on.
Yeah.
Giselle and Robin have given absolutely nothing. You have the audacity to go on your podcast that no one listens to
and put it on Patreon as well.
You've got to put it on Patreon. Now the Patreon's leaked. Stupid.
Yeah. They should just put the TV.
And also, they're charging $5 a month for, like, monthly content.
It's hit.
Not even weekly.
Oh, no.
Our Patreon is weekly, by the way.
Yeah, how many £3 a month? Oh, my God, subscribe as well for the Patreon.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. But also, I feel like, oh, the thought's gone out of my brain.
Don't
worry, We're talking about reality TV and
how can you be on a TV show and then you're hiding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, obviously it's not my place to talk on anyone's relationship, but that relationship's done.
Can you put that out there for us to see?
Relationship is done. Yeah, like, just end it.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's finished.
Do you remember that scene when he, I think it was like a hot mic moment, where, you know what I'm saying, right? Where he was like, oh, if it was for the kids, I will not be Robin.
Yeah.
I was like, how could Ellis want to embarrass you like this?
And you're still there.
Don't do it for the kids. This is why there's so many damaged individuals in this world. Mm. Because the parents are staying together for the kids. Mm. Not realising that they're damaging the kids. Yeah. So there's no love in the house. You're talking through your kids to each other. Like, you're better off co-parenting separately and just showing your, like,
yeah.
But I don't know, what does Robin not want love?
And I think she thinks that's what love is. I think that's what she knows.
No,
I think because they were together from when they were teens as well. So I think that's all. Yeah, like you said, that's all she knows. But it's like there's better out there. But when you're friends with Giselle, who also takes crumbs, you also have something for less too.
Because apparently, I mean, I'm not up on this, but apparently she's dating a little baby. She's dating like a younger guy or something. I don't know. I don't know what's Winterhouse. Is that a show?
Oh yeah, I heard about it in the sneak peek for the reunion, but I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Suspense.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing this in the next episode.
Because on the podcast, because I actually listened to that episode.
Yeah.
I was listening to the podcast. I was like, so what is this podcast?
Well, it's gonna be shady, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of like just pop culture. Like they just talk about things that's like been going on, but it's like, so where's the shade? I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. But she spoke about the fact that she's dating a younger guy because she said she can relate to Larsa Pippen because Larsa Pippen's obviously dating the younger Michael Jordan's son. She was like, yeah, the age gap, like, I'm like, Giselle.
People like Giselle, like, even like the Lanas, I feel like they put themselves in a position to be played. Is someone, like, you've gone for experience where you've seen this before, you've seen this pattern, and you're going somewhere like, these young guys don't want an older man, like, for long term anyway. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in the House of Potomac, but these get together. They need to actually get a grip. But I look forward to seeing the next season because hopefully they'll put their business in Front Street now that it's come to light.
I think they're going to get a good talking to you. They're going to have to. Because
Karen's going to give it to them. Because about her sense. Cheating on Ray as well with, what's it called, Blue Eye?
I believe it.
Not Ray.
You believe it?
I believe it.
I feel like
this Blue Eye story. This Blue Eye story has been going on for a long time.
I think it was consent. I think he allowed her to step out. Do you think so? Do you feel like she and Ray allowed herself out?
Maybe.
I don't think Ray can do much now. Ray's an old man. Like, even I know she's old, but he's older.
Yeah.
You know, significantly as well.
And they're forcing the love. Like, even the way she talks to him, it's kind of like grandpa.
So much like the cameras are on, so we need to force the niceness. But
I'm so shocked.
This is so interesting.
You need to catch up. Listen, you know what?
Yeah, this season's been a mess because this whole Chris thing as well. I spoke about in the last episode as well. But this whole him looking at Deborah, looking at Giselle, looking at everybody basically. I hate that storyline so much.
I saw that. On Twitter, it was like, your man looks at everybody.
This is ridiculous. Even look at them, I'm like,
come on. No, it was even when Mia was like, I don't believe that. Mia was like, I don't even like you. But girl.
Yeah, literally. But what were your thoughts? Because you say you watched it, right? What are your thoughts on the season overall?
The season? It was entertaining, but now we know everything we know. Mm-hmm. There's too much self-producing going on. Ashley conveniently is always bringing, she's a bone collector, always bringing the tea. Giselle conveniently, we don't know anything about your life. We don't see, only
seven seasons later.
You show us your kid's birthday or whatever, cool.
The kids are always vlogging her as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
They are fed up. Yeah, like it, and it's a lot of like deflection. Mm-hmm. There's always some, it's either Eddie's cheating or Chris is cheating or this person touched me or like what are we even doing? Yeah.
I agree with you on that 100%.
It's just weird. I think every Miami is holding the torch.
I'm gonna start that tonight.
Yeah, Miami.
So much to watch.
No. That's what the problem is. There's so much to watch. Yeah. Love and Hip Hop Family Reunion.
Oh god, just too much. I had to give up Love and Hip Hop. It's too much. What? Mona was doing too much.
It's an easy watch. While I was on work, I just put on the side. But okay, fine. But
no, you know, do you know which one is actually good?
What?
Love and Marriage Huntsville.
I stopped halfway through this season. I think I'm just in a break and they lost
me. I think I'm like a season or two behind, but it's just real mess.
You know, I binge watched it in 2 weeks. I encourage you to watch it. I think the first season is on Oprah's official website, right? I think you can watch that on HD for free.
Okay,
but for the other season, you have to go on these third party, you know. But I agree with you. I think I watched clips of the reunion on, what's that thing called? Is it OMFG Reality something? I think that's the app or stuff like that. Is it Orange? No, Peach Daily. Whatever. It's got like a peachy artwork. But yeah, I watched the clips from the reunion. I'm like, God, there's so much broken friendship, broken hearts, broken. Wow, everything broken basically.
But it's real.
Yeah.
I don't like when it's like, I'm the grand aunt.
I'm the grand aunt.
And everybody knows it. Like, no one fucking knows it. You don't even live in Potomac. Like, what are you even saying? Like, be real. I like the realness, but I'm looking forward to seeing him. Apparently, Martell is going to be on Atlanta.
Yeah, but he's dating Sheree, isn't it?
Apparently, she moved him into the...
But he's a cheating scallywag. What's she calling
it? Sorry, the one thing that I can input, they're all cheating across all of these.
Yeah.
Like, all the men are cheaters.
I don't know why Sheree is going for that while she was just dealing with this whole situation with Tyrone. I don't understand why you're going to go for a man that is known for cheating and having a child on his wife on TV. I don't understand, but...
No, but it's... it's sad that they actually, I hope they watch back, but it's like, why are we not learning the lessons?
This is like, you have the privilege to watch yourself back. Some of us are living our life in real time. Yeah. You know, like, but even, you can watch yourself back.
Even us at our younger ages compared to them, you can really take pause on your life and be like, well, I've been being played by guys. Let me take stock. Let me make some notes and just figure out. Yeah, and just cut it out. Like, you can't be in your 50s dealing with a man that was cheating on his wife, had a side chick and a whole baby.
A whole baby.
And doesn't want to be with either of them.
Literally. But did you see the whole video of Carlos King crying about Martel? He's like, oh, I feel like you're better than this. I'm like, he's not better than this. He's a scallywag. He was just, I don't think he's going to change. But I might give the rest of the season a watch because of you, because you've put me on.
I need to catch up, but that is some good TV.
No, but that is all we've got time for. You both are freaking amazing. Oh, like, I love you both so much.
It's been fun. I'm happy.
Like, podcast to podcast. Love you both so much. Keep on going.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for you both always. Just keep
no
on
more breaks. We're holding you.
I won't be taking
you.
More breaks. Yeah. No more breaks. If it's a break, it's 1 week.
2023 is your year. Let's get it.
And you too as well. Another year of greatness for you both as
well.
Thank you. So for the last time, where can they find you?
You
want to
go this time?
You go this time, yes.
So, Silence... Oh, God, here we go. Fucked it already. Silent City Diaries podcast. You can find that everywhere where you listen to podcasts. And that's the same out on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Brandon.
On Twitter, it's Style City Diary. But you can obviously use the hashtag during the conversation.
On. Absolutely.
And TikTok.
And TikTok, engage, yeah, got everywhere. Well, and YouTube, you can type Silent City Diaries. You
all
can
the
type
links will be in
Amber.
The description.
We also are on radio and we DJ. And if you want to see more of the music stuff, our Instagram is PrinnyXAmber. But individually, I'm Prinny Ray on Instagram. Ray is RAEE.
And I'm Amber Lowe, LEAUX.
Woo! And it's been your boy, Manny. Follow the Classic Manny on Instagram and TikTok. Woo! I'm posting more on TikTok now. Twitter is the Classic Man, of course. The old account got suspended, so brand has been ruined. use the hashtag, rate the podcast, review,
yes,
share, engage, support us podcasters.
Woo! Let us know what you think.
Honestly.
Yay.
And
you
as
hate
I always
us?
End
you
the podcast,
us?
Don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.